Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Clitheroe's Concert Party! Well, I've tidied my bedroom up, Mum.
You've what? You've only been up there 2 minutes. Did you move all those empty boxes and football gear and cricket stumps that were on the top of your wardrobe?
Yep, they're all tidied away.
Where did you put them?
Under the bed.
Really, you're hopeless. Put them all in the box room.
Oh, all right. In a minute, Mum.
You have it done by the time I get back from the shop.
Oh, all right. Hey, don't you pull funny faces when you're putting your lipstick on? By the time I get back to the shop. Let's hear you say stewed prunes.
Will you stop it? I'll have lipstick all over. Oh, dear. Answer that some while I finish my face.
Right, Mum. I'll tell them Madame is painting her gob.
I'll give you gob. You just be polite.
Right home, Mato. Hello? This is the beauty parlor. Jim speaking.
What's that? Is that the residence of Mr. Peter Sinclair?
No, this is his house. I mean, yes, he lives here.
Then kindly put him on. I am Kettlewell.
Pardon?
I am Kettlewell.
Good, I'm fine myself. What's your name?
Kettlewell.
Yes, so the pots and pans. Oh, Mr. Kettlewell, I see. You want me grandad?
If your grandad is Mr. Peter Sinclair, yes.
Oh, he is, yes.
Good.
Right. Goodbye, Mr.
Never mind goodbye. Get your grandad. Tell him I'm waiting to speak to him.
All right. So long as you've got plenty of change.
Plenty of change? Why?
Because he won't be home for an hour.
You little fool. Is there anyone else there?
Don't shout! I'll get me Mum. Mum, will you speak to this man?
Who is it, Jimmy?
A bloke called Kettle. And he's boiling over. He wants me grandad.
All right, leave it to me. You go and tidy those things away upstairs.
Right, Mum. Not Kettle. Kettlewell's his name. From the noise he makes, it should be Kettle Drum.
Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe here.
Ah, at last.
I understand you wanted to speak to my father, Mr. Sinclair.
Yes, but I gather he's out.
Yes, for an hour or so. Could I take a message?
Well, I run the Happy Wanderers Concert Party.
The Happy Wanderers?
Yes, and your father's some money for us, I understand. Fee for a show we did 2 weeks ago for the old age pensioners. Mr. Wood was the organiser.
Oh, the choir master. And my father has your fee.
Well, so Mr. Wood said. Well, they've booked us for a return engagement there tomorrow night. But you can tell Mr. Sinclair he'd better get that money over here tonight or they've had it.
I beg your pardon?
Just tell him there'll be no performance tomorrow unless I get the fiver he owes me tonight.
I don't like your tone. I assure you, if my father has some money belonging to you, you'll get it.
Good. And never mind my tone. Just remember my name.
I will. Mr. Kettledrum. Well, of all the cheap... Oh, dear. I called him Mr. Kettledrum. Oh, well, Jimmy was right. Oh, how can this be? I'm never going to get to the shops before six.
Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Oh, Alfie, come in. You're an early bird this evening.
Well, I've come for the worm. For Sue's nanny. Yeah, I'm not early.
But it's only 5:30.
That's right, 5:30 on the dot, exactly. I don't be late tonight because I was late last Thursday because I thought Susan worked late on Thursdays, but it's Friday she works late.
And tonight's Friday.
Yeah, exactly, so that's why I got here at 5:30 and I've done it wrong again, haven't I?
Oh, it doesn't matter, Alfie. You can have a cup of tea with her when she gets home.
Ah, thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Luke, I've got to dash down to the shops before six, so will you excuse me?
Ah, of course, that's all right. Hey, could I go for you? Because it won't take a minute on my motorbike.
Well, it would be a big help, Alfie. I only wanted a large white loaf and 1/2 pound of butter for tea.
Right, I'll be back in no time.
Oh, thank you, Alfie. Here's the money.
Ta. I can't understand. Never got mixed up with the days. Yeah, I must be going daft all of a sudden.
Oh, no. No, Alfie, you've always been a bit... I mean, it could happen to anyone. Bye-bye.
Oh, Maggie, Maggie, May, they have taken her away. And she won't be walking down... What's that? What's happened to Maggie? Oh, it's a coat. Somebody's dropping coats off the roof.
Sorry, Alfie. Be careful. That's my granddad's best sports jacket.
How did he get down here?
He took a running jump out of the bedroom window. I dropped it, you fool. Bring it round to the back door.
Why the back door?
Because I don't want anybody to know I dropped it out of the bedroom. Look, I'll explain when you get to the back door.
Yeah, but why were you shaking your granddad's jacket out of his bedroom window?
To shake the sneezing powder out of it.
Oh, I see. What sneezing powder?
That I spilled on his jacket when I took the packet out of his drawer.
Oh, it was his sneezing. What's he doing with it? Is he in his second childhood?
No, you're in your first. I hid my sneezing powder in his room so nobody could find it in mine. Well, I was taking it out to share it with somebody and I accidentally tipped the box over my granddad's jacket.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you were going to share it with Ozzy.
No, Susan. I was going to pour half of it over her lace hanky.
Jimmy, is that somebody at the back door?
No, ma'am, just a gypsy selling clothes pegs.
And what?
Well, tell him we don't want any and close the door. There's a draft.
You heard her. Get back to your caravan, Alfie.
Oh, very funny. I'll give you clothes pegs.
Oh, if you're giving them away, we'll have a dozen.
Now, listen here, clever boy.
Quiet, me mum will start complaining about you again.
She was complaining about the draft.
That's what I mean. Keep your mouth shut.
It's no good, Pat. The money's not in the living room here.
No, you're right, Father. Well, it's definitely not upstairs anywhere. Are you sure you've lost it?
Of course. I distinctly remember Mr. Wood giving it to me last night. 5 £1 notes in a blue envelope. I stuck the flap down myself after I counted it.
Well, I've been through the lounge with a fine tooth comb. There's definitely no envelope in there.
Oh, this is terrible. Old Kettlewell won't do the concert without his money.
This fiver was for the show they did before.
Grandad, why don't you check with Mr. Wood that you did get it?
He gave me the envelope before I went to the Rose and Crown. I remember it clearly.
Yes, you would do. It's when you come back from the Rose and Crown things aren't too clear. I mean, you...
I don't want any of your comedy, Jimmy.
What I mean, Grandad, is that you may have given it back to him or something. Anyway, it'll do no harm to ring and check.
No, you're right there, I will. Oh, I can't ring him.
Why can't you ring, Grandad?
Well, he'll be at the hall rehearsing the church drama group. There's no phone there. I'll have to walk round and see him as soon as I get changed.
You don't need to bother, Grandad. Alfie can take me round on his bike. I'll ask him about it.
Well, it would be quicker.
Yeah, we'll be back in no time. Hey, what are they rehearsing, Grandad?
Eh? Oh, at the church hall. It's Shakespeare, an excerpt from Romeo and Juliet, I think.
What? Timberhead is Romeo? He'd look a right royal Romeo in tights with his sparrow legs.
He's the producer. Mind, I don't think he's got much to produce from what I've heard.
I don't like Romeo and Juliet anyway. It's all snogging. Now, Hamlet, that was smashing. I saw the picture. At the end, there were bodies everywhere, blood all over. It was nearly as good as Goldfinger. There's Mr. Wood, Alfie.
It where?
On the stage there, talking to that big fat bloke who's dressed as a woman. He keeps pulling at his corsets. Oh, heck, it isn't a bloke, it's Fatty Eccles. Come on.
While we're waiting for Romeo, Mrs. Eccles, could you try that speech again, my dear?
Very well. Romeo? Romeo? Romeo.
No, my dear lady, that is not what I want.
But, hey, Jim, she's Juliet.
You what? I thought Juliet was 15 years old, not 15 stone. He must be a brave man.
Oh.
Romeo, fancy standing under her balcony.
You are not wondering where Romeo is, my dear. You know where he is. He's under your balcony.
That's why she can't see him.
You are asking why should he be called Romeo like this? Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?
Call, Mr. Wood. Now let's hear you sing I Feel Pretty.
Yeah, Jimmy, your cracker's teasing him like that. He'll sling you out before you can ask him about your granddad.
Now, what are you doing here, nuisance?
He came with me.
Shut up, Jimmy.
My granddad wanted us to check whether you gave him £5 in a blue envelope last night. Just tell me, then I'll take Alfie away, give him some hot milk and send for the vet.
Look, any more and I'll go and you can walk home.
All right, Alfie, now let's get this settled. I am trying to produce a scene from a play under great difficulties.
I know, we've seen Juliet. You'll need a crane to get her on that balcony.
Hey, Mr. Wood, how much longer have we got to hang about waiting for you?
I'm coming.
Is that the stage manager, Mr. Wood?
No, I'm afraid that is Romeo.
Look, did you give me Grandad the money for Mr. Kettlewell's concert party?
Yes, last night, £5 in a blue envelope, which he counted.
Are you sure you took it with him?
Yes, he put it in the inside pocket of the green sports jacket he was wearing and left.
Well, that's it then. I mean, if it... Hey, that was a jacket you dropped on my head in your front garden.
I know which sports jacket he's talking... Oh, heck, Alfie, the envelope must have fallen out of the pocket.
Well, if it hasn't blown away, we might still find it in the garden.
Well, something will be found in the garden. Either his envelope or my body.
Pat, he won't listen to reason.
Who's that?
Your granddad's just been on the phone to Mr. Kettlewell.
He's adamant. No money, no concert. I've got to raise £5 by tomorrow morning or the old age pensioner sure has had it.
But Mr. Woods will still have the Romeo and Juliet scene for him.
Yeah, that'll be good for a few laughs. A bow-legged Romeo in tights.
Yeah, he wasn't bow-legged.
It will be by the time he's picked up Fatty Eccles.
Will you stop trying to be funny? This is serious. Look, what if Mr. Wood had a word with Kettlewell?
It would do no good. There's nothing Wood can say that I haven't said.
That's true enough. You should hear me granddad at a football match shouting at the referee. I'll bet he knows words that nobody...
Yeah, that'll do now, Jimmy. No, Pat. This bloke Kettlewell's acting like some television star. All because him and his blooming old concert party have got an audition coming off.
What audition?
For that TV programme, The Good Old Days. The producer has written to say they can have an audition. What do they call him? Barney Colohan, that's it.
Well, he probably auditions hundreds of people.
I know, but Kettle was behaving as though he's already passed it.
Hey, Grandad, I've got an idea. Has Kettlewell met this Barney Colohan?
Eh? No. He's just had a letter fixing an audition. Why?
Nothing. Alfie, can you take me for a little run on your motorbike?
Well, I could, yes. Susan won't be ready to go out for half an hour.
Oh, good. Come on, then.
Yeah, righto. Ta-ra for the moment, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Where are you going?
I'm going to take Jimmy for a ride.
Oh, no, you're not. We're both going to take Kettlewell for a ride.
Don't be daft. Kettlewell won't believe I'm Barney Corleone. Don.
Why not? He's never seen him. He's only had a letter. If you say you're a television producer, how would you know it's not true? Oh, no. On second thoughts, if you say it, he would know. I'll say it. You just nod.
Yes, what is it?
Are you Mr. Kettlewell, the man who has the concert party?
Yes, what about it?
This is the right place, Mr. Colohan. Mr. Colohan.
Hello, me folks.
Sorry, I thought it was the step, Mr. Colohan.
Did you say Mr. Colohan?
Yes, sir. You are the man who got the letter about the audition from Mr. Colohan, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, he's got something to tell you. Haven't you, Mr. Callahan?
Oh, yes, I have.
What is it?
I don't know. I forgot.
He forgot he'll be away when you were supposed to have the audition, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I remember now. I'll be away when
I've told him.
Are you saying you're Barney Callahan, the television producer?
Yes, I am, I think.
But he will be here tomorrow, and he's been told you're doing a show for some old-age pensioners, haven't you?
Oh, yes, that's right. I'll be here tomorrow, and I've been told that you were doing
So he'll be able to see you there. And so it won't matter about having to cancel the audition. Isn't that so, Mr. Callahan?
Oh, yes, that's the other big thing. I will be able to go there, so it won't matter about cancelling me. But hold me, folks!
Oh, dear, that step again.
Now, listen here. Barney Callahan is 3 inches taller than him.
Taller? He is wearing his flat shoes.
And he has a big moustache.
He is razor slit. Just this morning. Whoops, there it was, gone.
And he's 10 years older.
He's been taking monkey gland. Show him how you can climb trees, Alfie. I mean, Barney.
Look, clear off, or I'll send for the police. Go on, clear off.
Well, that was a clever idea, wasn't it? But I thought you'd never believe I was a television producer.
No, I should have said you were a television advert. He'd have believed that.
Well, why would he believe that?
Because you're the living image of that little bloke the dog keeps sending for the kings of meat.
It's too late now. I'm taking Susan out in a few minutes when she's ready. Anyway, there's nothing else we can do. We haven't got £5, and even if we had, your granddad wouldn't take it, because he lost it, so he's got to put it back, only he didn't and he shouldn't, and you should, because you did, so he's had it.
You've got it.
What?
I don't know, but I hope he didn't catch him.
Hey, now, don't you be cheeky. I've done my best to help your granddad.
I'm sorry, Alfie, but it's not only me granddad who's in trouble. It's the old people who won't have a concert, all through me.
Well, it was an accident, Jim. Anyhow, maybe old Kettle Thing's concert party wasn't so good.
No, I'll bet we could put on a better... Alfie, I'm a genius. I'm brilliant. I'm a marvel.
You're a nutcase.
We'll put on a concert party. Then me grandad won't have to worry about the £5.
Oh, well.
Us. Grandad's a good singer. Mam and Susan can do something. Mam's been in the amateur dramatics and Susan's always in the church panto.
Yeah, but Jim...
And I'm loaded with talent. Clitheroe's concert party. Mam and Susan first, singing one of them songs that's on me mum's records. You know...
The Beverly Sisters. That song as well.
Sisters?
They'd never do it. Yeah, anyway, there's 3 Beverly Sisters. All right. So you can wear one of me mum's dresses. And I'll help you to get the high notes with a tuning fork when you bend down.
Yeah, blooming heart.
No. But they could sing out, eh?
I'll bet you Susan would do it on one condition.
What's that?
That you were the 3rd sister and the Black Hand Gang were watching you. Hey, I can just imagine it. Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted...
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir.
I'm there to keep my eye on her.
Seen us, know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can.
Nobody can.
Oh, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister who comes between me and my man.
Cut it out! Stop laughing at your own jokes! As your father said to your mother when the stork brought you.
Hello, what's the joke?
Have a look in the mirror.
your producer.
I'm serious. I'm saying we could do a concert, Susan. First you, Mum and, Florrie Butterworth next door. She's been on the stage.
And you, Beverly Sisters.
Oh, that would be marvellous.
Well, it'd do for a start. And then I'd do some reciting and then, I know, something funny. Alfie could sing.
Go on, clever boy.
No, that other record Mum likes. Baby, it's cold outside.
That's romantic. Do you mean me and Susan?
No, you and Fatty Eccles, that's comedy.
Look, never mind this nonsense.
It'd be great, you know it. I really can't stay, but baby, it's cold outside. I've got to go.
Simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but baby,
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
hoping that you'd
so nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
storm.
Now that'd be a riot. Especially if Fatty Eccles went off carrying Alfie in her arms.
Look, Jimmy, Grandad's the only one in this family who ever does any singing.
Yeah, and even he's a bit shy on his own.
Except in the Rose and Crown. We couldn't get a pub on the stage just to get him in the mood. Hey, I'd forgotten. The best thing in the show will be me and me Grandad together.
Doing what?
Doing
some of the jokes that he made at the school concert. And finishing with
the song Grandad and me learnt for Burns Night.
I didn't know you sang a duet on Burns Night.
We didn't. We practiced it. But Grandad started celebrating the night before. When Burns Night came round, Grandad couldn't. He just lay in his bed singing the Piper's Lament.
What song was it you learnt?
Not Norman. We started off with some jokes, as I said, like Malcolm and White on the couch. There's thousands of Chinese running around the streets.
Where?
In China.
I don't wish to know that. Kindly leave the human race.
I say. I have a brother in America and they put him in jail.
Sing, sing.
Yes, and then we'll dance.
By yon bonny bay and by yon bonny braes, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond.
Hey, I'm home and
where me and my true love wherever won't take
it
on the bonny, bonny bank, oh Loch Lomond.
2, 3, 4 years
tack the high road and now tack the low road and I'll be in Scotland before
you. Hey, did go with me
all the time. Where me and my true love,
I bet I'll make you whistle if I tickle you with the thistle on
the bonny banks, oh Loch Lomond. It's a broad brick, moonlight, necht and necht.
The old age pensioners have enough to put up with these days without you making them suffer.
Hey, that's a good one, Susan.
She can talk. What about the church panto when she was Cinderella?
She was very good.
You what? She was that rotten. Prince Charming married one of the ugly sisters.
Well, what a day I've had. What a day. Could I have a cup of tea, please, Susan?
Oh, yes, Grandad. I'll put the kettle on. It won't take a minute.
Grandad, your troubles are over. Don't worry about the concert.
Look, Jim, I don't want to know. Hello, Alfie.
Hello, Mrs. Sinclair. You look tired.
Aye, I've had a job trying to raise that £5.
You don't need to bother anymore. We're going to do it. And you and me are doing that duet.
I've got the money.
Buy on, Bonnie, buy. You what?
You mean you found it in the garden after all?
I've just come from the pawn shop. I've had to pawn my bagpipes.
Well, it's like the vicar said, out of evil comes good.
What?
I mean, it's bad pawning your bagpipes, but good for the concert.
Oh, do you?
I thought you'd found them in the envelope in the garden.
Why in the garden?
Well, because that's where Jimmy dropped your cocoa-homy leg.
He dropped my coat.
Did he? I mean, I don't know, but I never saw it when it fell on my head. He didn't. He didn't drop it out of the wind, never. I don't know anything about your green jacket that I picked up. I mean, I was...
It was about the last thing you'll hear before your brother starts yelling. He lost the envelope with my money in, playing with my jacket.
Now, Grandad, keep calm. It was an accident. I'll pay you the £5 back.
How?
3 pence a week.
I'd stop his pocket money for the next year, the little thief.
Thief?
You were going to let Grandad pay. That's as good as stealing.
Don't worry, Susan. He'll get no pocket money until that £5 is paid. And for a start, I'll have the half-crown back you got last night.
Yes, Grandad. Here.
And you'll go to bed. And I'll deal with you later, you little robber.
Yes, Grandad.
Oh, what's wrong with him now?
Oh, don't you take his side now, Pat. He lost my £5 with... and was too much of a coward to own up, and he lied. A coward and a liar.
He lost the £5?
Yes. He had my coat in the garden and the envelope dropped out.
Well, there must have been a very strong wind.
What do you mean?
Because somehow it blew from our garden onto the bar of the Rose and Crown.
You what?
There's your envelope with the money in it. Mr. Higginbottom has just given it to me. He got it from the barmaid.
Oh, dear.
You might well say, oh, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry, son.
I should think so. Taking me pocket money.
Oh, well, here's the half crown back.
That's no good to me. After what you've said and Scraggy Neck here. Coward, liar, thief. I'm getting on to Perry Mason.
What?
I'm going to sue them both. Like they say on the telly. $1 million for inflammation of character.
Those involved with the Pithero Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Jack Watson, Betty Alberge, and Fred Gaunt. The recorded programme, which was written and produced by James Casey, starred Jimmy Clithero as the Kid himself.
Walnuts and a bottle of dandelion and burdock.